Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Alozic. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Landis steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Charles. Hershberger moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to third. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito takes first base on ball four. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn bunts between the mound and first base. Pena scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wynn for the out. Esposito moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cunningham bunts towards the mound. Peña fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Peña. Fox scores. Cunningham moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cunningham tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Esposito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wynn for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn juggles the ball. That's an error on Seaburn. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Esposito fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charles moves to second. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimolai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from SQ and he is out, Lump applying the tag. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe As Q is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. As Q is 0-for-1 in the game. As Q hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Esposito hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Causey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Smith reaches second base with a double. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Al Smith now playing left field. Luis Aparicio now playing shortstop. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles strikes out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Alozic hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wynn is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 4 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Dean Stone now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone throws to second for 1, and Aparicio throws to first, and Cunningham drops the ball. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Condi now playing third base. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Aluzik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Condi fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Joe Askew. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.